Do you like supporting artists? Do you like nerdy things like Dungeons & Dragons? Then Co-op Creations SD is the store for you. You can find adorable dragons, menacing mind flayers, and jealous jelly cubes to accompany you on your adventures. Need a way to safely transport your math rocks? Then their homemade dice bags will keep your click-clacks warm. Stop on by their Etsy page soon, as stock is limited.
Welcome back to Campaigns of the Plains. This is our Final Fantasy meets D&D campaign. So we titled it Legend of the Crystal Braves. So guys, we drop these episodes every Friday on YouTube. So make sure to go over there, comment, like, subscribe. I know you hear it all the time, but it really does help the algorithm get people over to our channel. That way we can keep doing awesome things for you. So make sure to do that. Also, down in this general area, we have some socials, Facebook, Twitter, for how much longer, we'll never know, Instagram,
and... I don't know, by the time this episode comes out, we might know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Clock's ticking.
And TikTok as well. So, if you guys want to stay up to date on the latest, greatest news, get some insider stuff, make sure to check us out, follow us on there. We appreciate that, but we understand sometimes you don't always have the ability to have YouTube up. Maybe you're at work, maybe you're on your drive, but we got you covered, don't we, Travis?
Of course. You can catch us on your favorite podcast platforms such as Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, pretty much anywhere that you can find a podcast, you can find us. Just make sure that you go and hit that follow button so that you get notifications every time we drop a new episode, which happens to be every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Can't wait to drive with you on the way to work.
Look over there!
We're in your back seat.
Oh, no! Sorry. That's a Jade Acid Hall thing, and it fitted perfect.
All right. Alyssa, do you want to recap what happened last time?
I have some info.
Oh, okay. Well, Eric.
I just want to give a shout-out to Mitch, Emma, and Desi.
Oh, yes.
Our friends in Rochester. Yeah. So, thank you. I love you.
Absolutely.
I don't know who they are, but thank you.
Yes.
They're cool people.
Friends of the
thank
show.
Thank you so much.
They are friends of the show.
If you want to be friends of the show, too, make sure you watch us.
We like shouting out on Twitter. If it still exists, I'll give you a shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you my Twitter handle, but you could, if you figure it out.
I might give you my handle, but not my Twitter handle. Whoa.
Oh. Anyway, my mother listens to that.
Oh, no.
No, she doesn't.
Tell her she needs to subscribe. No.
My mom doesn't know what YouTube is.
Anyway. any other announcements?
Well, that's all I got.
Okay. Anybody else?
No.
Once, going twice.
We're still going for that Christian Dice's hair red thing. Or whatever it was.
Well, you have less than 30 days left.
Oh, right. It's the end of 2023.
At time of this recording.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get that recap, Alyssa.
Okay, well, I named my notes Void Twins. I don't know what we called the episode, but that's what I gave my notes, the title. Asher's dad is here, maybe? Question marks? So many question marks. But is he happy to see Asher is alive? Because he's been dead for 10 years, I guess? And this place is weird, yo. Alternate timelines, and I underlined each word. And, Asher died in this world. Yep. There are shades outside. They won't bother us if we don't touch them. So don't touch the shades. We were told to go find the resistance in a bookshop. Ask for a book on sanctuary. Asher got a sword. Swords, plural, from his daddy. From his void parents. And two materias, purple and blue. And our pal Alexander is at the bookshop, but he's got really broken fingers and he's a little crazy. And Ellie got Marquise Volume 7 and 8, and Ellie's the one who wrote them, and she's very excited, except for when she read them, and then she wasn't so excited. And then she also got Volume 9 and 10, also written by Elspeth, but someone carved the letters out?
What? the spine. Oh, it was carved. Spine.
Oh, okay. Marquise made a deal with his other self so that him he was... before the heavy is now, obviously, if we're keeping up, to combat Becky and his other self, the him, you get it, joined Diabolos.
I'm the one who created the fucking backstory, and I'm getting confused.
I don't know. It makes it perfectly clear.
I think we should get, like, finger puppets to explain it.
Like, clear as mud.
All yeah, hope, exactly. Oh, okay.
Little shadow puppets.
So, Ellie attempted to... The Ellie that is from this world, not the Ellie that we have now, she's not high enough level, attempted to summon the final summon Aeon... and it worked until it didn't work because they both got ripped in half. Ellie's dead. Oh, and then we got to see Evil Din or some shit. I wrote fucking Evil Din or some shit.
No. Oh no, we saw ED.
Oh, sorry, there's more. Fucking Evil Din or some shit breaking Alexander's fingers. That's the full sentence.
And she did.
It's all one word.
And she's rat queen. She's got a bunch of rats. Rebellion hideout is in the cubbyhole. Saw that coming.
What's a real sturdy hole?
And Milos is there. Of course he would be.
Oh, Milos is like,
yeah.
He's got his own room in the back.
Right.
It's probably
right.
With the spinny bed. Oh, and Reese is fucking here. He's alive in this world. That's where
is he fucking there or he's fucking
I don't
there.
Know.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't give Reese a sexuality, so I don't know what's going on with him between him and
Reese
Milos.
Is a very
attractive boy.
Very openly.
He's an elf. He's probably pretty openly.
Reese rhymes with Greece. You know what he does.
Right, right.
Anyway, he's that's where we ended. That's where
I mean, that, he's and down
Josh
in the cubby hole.
3 weeks to
with
figure
Milos.
Out.
With Milos.
With Milos. Yeah. So like
it gets lonely. All their friends are dead. Come on. Ellie's gonna write this fanfic. The only thing that they had was each other for comfort.
I guess Araha doesn't exist in this universe.
Maybe Xena.
We haven't gotten there yet, okay?
He is in the next room.
All right.
He's got an apron on, you know, he's sweeping up.
So.
Slinging.
You guys went down the path and found the entrance to the Resistance. Knocked on the door. And were let in to the basement, the cubbyhole. There, you found a different version of Milos awaiting you. This one, that particular metal had taken over at least 90% of his body. The only part that was left with any kind of fur or skin was his left eye. And the rest of it is covered in this like dark black metal with red lines running through it. And he greeted you all and said it's good to see you guys, even if you aren't his versions.
And he gave me a hug?
Yep. Milos gives the best hugs.
Even if he's cold metal now.
Yep. But you guys met Milos, and then he walked you guys over to a table, Ellie, where a figure turned around, very familiar figure, that should, or at least in your guys' world, should be in Titan's Crystal.
Oh, he said somebody else was in the crystal. Right.
Your childhood friend Reese turns around, looking a little older, and a little haggard, of course. But he turns around and says, it's good to see you.
Okay, I'm sure now.
Of course you did.
You should be dead. Somewhere. Like, damn. In the between of dead and not dead, you should be suspended in time as dead. Yeah. You should be in the Titan Crystal.
Would have been if it weren't destroyed.
Did you not make it in time?
Oh, no, I had some plans for that Faith Crystal, but somebody else decided to take my spot.
Oh.
He thinks for a second, and he says, see them if you are accompanying us on this fool's errand.
Of course. We've got to save Becky.
Yes. Your Becky has caused quite a bit of nuisance being here.
She didn't mean it, probably. I hope not.
Well, regardless,
can I hug you? And he just grabs him.
Yeah, sure. He just kind of like holds his arms out for a second and then just kind of wraps his arms around you and kind of pats you on the shoulder.
I know you're not my race, but I still miss you.
Sure, he feels that sentiment.
I don't think that you can feel things in the crystal. I'm not really sure. I haven't asked. I'll ask the next time.
Wouldn't know. Like I said, I haven't gotten the chance to go in one.
In our world, you hear that everyone's in.
And Milos kind of pips up and he says, actually, he's a pretty big hero as well here, too. And, like, he looks over at Milos and he just kind of shakes his head and he says, I haven't done anything, really.
Well, this is great. You've always wanted to be a hero. You remember the stories you used to tell me?
Well, I mean, not you, but you, yes, I...
Well, I imagine you still told her the same stories.
Different stories, since our world's a little different, I'm sure, from yours.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Did Ellie get out much in this world? Because I didn't get out much in my world.
She had her friends, and he kind of looks over at the rest of you.
I just met these people 3 weeks ago.
Well, our Ellie knew them for 10 years, so...
I guess I'll keep you then.
And his somewhat smile kind of turns downward, and he says, keep them as best as you can.
He tried to get away, but we brought him back. We didn't hear, I've heard.
And, like, this version of Milos looks over at him and, like, goes over to Asher and, like, puts a big paw on his shoulder and says, I know you're in a... I'm sorry. Do you mind if I just speak at you, maybe?
He needs to get rid of... He needs to get rid of some demons, you know? Not real demons. We've went through this. we ran into Asher's parents, but not his parents, so we've been through this once already.
I'm unfortunately the one who had to tell Juniper about...
Oh, that would have sucked.
The fact that she couldn't... And he said, not... She was there, obviously, but the fact that I searched all over for a way to bring him back, but I just could not... I couldn't contact his soul. I wasn't powerful enough then.
How do you contact souls? I've never seen Milos try to do that. This Milos, not you Milos.
When you try to raise somebody, in my case, I tried to reincarnate him at the very least.
What does that mean?
Well, it means I tried to make a new body for him.
Can you do that?
Yes, I think. I've never tried.
Why didn't you make Becky a new body when she died?
I mean, I just recently found out I can do it. She'd be living if she came back as someone who's not her.
I wasted part of my soul to try to bring her back. And you couldn't try your trick first?
I just learned. So it was after you potentially risked your soul.
Potentially?
Well, I didn't tell you to do that.
It's fine, it was for Becky. She owes me 1/10 of a soul, but it's fine.
And then the other Milos just kind of looks around and says, okay, well, anyway, and he puts his hand, big paw on your shoulder, Asher, and he just kind of, he's looking at you, but he's looking beyond, and he says, I'm sorry. I wasn't powerful enough then.
I know he forgives you. He knows you tried.
And he just kind of gives a little bit of a smile, and then kind of looks around at the rest of you, and he actually spots you, Marquise, and he says, you'll be joining us shortly here as well.
Wait, him? The him that he is now here in this place?
Yes.
But I thought he was evil here.
His body is no longer his own, and unfortunately, he had to find other means.
What do you mean other means? Does he get a different body? Because this is his thing now.
And it's about that time you hear kind of like a metal-on-metal, like, knocking coming from the door that you guys had just come from.
Oh my gosh, you're going to be a metal man. You're going to be a rope. You're going to be a machina.
Oh, boy. That's going to be awkward.
Dokis. Second Marquise.
Dokis, I like it!
Oh my god.
Marquise and Dokis.
I'm writing that down. Do?
Or is he Triskis? Because there's three of them now.
Triskis.
Right.
Anyway.
I like Dokis better.
Dokis.
You.
Dokis.
Dokis. Yeah. The most.
Second.
Yeah.
You guys hear the big metal door swing open, and you hear a shuffling of feet
And what sounds like a rattling of bottles just kind of like clanking against each other. And pretty soon you see this figure, perhaps at one point in time, all humanoid, at this point in time, somewhere trapped between undead and part machina. You don't get a good look right away as this humanoid is dragging its feet, long, black, tattered coat. And you hear one leg as it kind of shuffles a little bit. Sounds like leather boots on the stone floor here. But then the other leg kind of drags behind it, and you hear metal dragging on the ground. And eventually, it turns the corner and looks at you and pulls back its hood, and you see Marquise, your former human body, now worn away. Solid white, the color of the flesh that remains. Like marble white. The eyes are completely blacked over, and the face turns up towards your mask, and it kind of goes, ugh!
Marquise?
Sort of.
Well, no, you had a different name before. What was it?
Marquise Henry does just fine. Right.
David Novasar did either. No, I know it.
No, please stop. The other you was annoying enough.
Wow!
We've got the same attitude.
I thought we were friends, but okay.
Fine. Eventually we got there. But wow! I don't know you.
Are you telling me you're not my friend, Marquise?
I'm not. I have no idea what's going on in this world.
Got burned some books.
But
no, I'm still finishing the books.
The figure is hunched over and like now like stands straight up, and you see now Marquise, like the cloak that he had over his body kind of opens up, and he has a number of vials, and these vials seem to have like tubing like going from them into his body.
Keeping yourself alive, I see.
Well, I mean, I have to until all of this shit is dealt with.
Don't have to.
Why don't I have to?
Well, you've been dead a few times, so your soul really does deserve some rest.
I don't think you quite understand how the contract seems to work for us, I guess.
You have a contract?
That's one word for it, I suppose.
You've not told us that before, okay?
You don't exactly get to just come back. I was sent back. For a purpose I told you.
Oh yeah, to figure out something. I listened. Don't remember what it was, but it was important.
You guys hear one of the vials start like bubbling, like an emptying of something.
Are you peeing?
Not emptying into it. Like something is suctioning out, but something like it's suctioning it out of a vial, but it's like going dry. It's going empty. So there's this kind of like straw, empty Coke cup kind of sound, and you see as this Marquise starts kind of coughing into one hand and like digging around in this giant pouch, and he like flicks one of the vials off and like reattaches another one, and he takes a deep raspy breath, and he's like and Milos goes, are you you gonna be all right for this trip, Marquise? And Marquise just like, this Marquise just kind of shoots him a look and is like, I don't have much of another choice.
Don't look at me like that.
Why?
Because I'm not.
Gregor is just loudly munching on like nuts that. In the corner as everyone's like making these like weird reunions, and he's just like, okay.
But Milos goes, well, he looks over at an hourglass and he says, we don't have much time anyway, so now that you all are here, it definitely changes what we can get accomplished, I hope. We were planning on just blowing up the cathedral, but I feel like...
I think that would be a good idea.
Well, I feel like that is still the plan, but we're going to need a good distraction. And you are here to retrieve your friend's soul, I'm guessing.
That's the plan.
Well, you're going to need to get to the top of the cathedral and...
and not get ripped in half.
There's going to be a lot of things on the way that are going to try to get in your way. But hopefully we'll be able to meet up and get you guys out of there at the last second.
What happened to Din?
And you see him kind of like look down and he says, well, he looks over at the other Marquise and the other Marquise just kind of like shakes his head. The bottles kind of rattle together. He said, well, the other you...
the Din he was before the U.E. is now?
He got his powers. The Din that is from here tried to follow him and fly after him and take him down. And he was much more powerful than that. Our Din was pretty strong, and they got in a wrestling match. They were together, but he unfortunately got a hold of her bracelet, cracked it open. She went mad. Mm. That was when he invaded her mind. Mm. So she might be in there somewhere, but the way she is taking orders from him, I don't really know if it's true.
What do we need to do?
And he goes over to the table and he rolls out kind of a crude drawn map. And he said, we've been digging a tunnel with Reese's help. We're hoping to enter the secret chamber of the faith that's below the cathedral. If we can get in there, it's not guarded at all, so we can split up from there. And our team will go around the base level of the church, try to set the charges, and he, like, motions over to a corner of the room, and you see that there are a number of barrels with, like, straps where somebody could carry them on their back. But the barrels also look like they've been modified quite a bit with a couple of extra vials and tubings, like, going into them. And you see the other Marquise actually, like, smile from that dead fleshy face. He goes, oh, those will have a big enough boom, trust me. And then,
I approve of this.
And it's now... Marquise Gregor, this Marquise looks over at you and kind of shuffles up to you and like bangs a metal knuckle from one of his hands. He's got like this endoskeleton-y, like just skeletal metal hand.
You were a skeleton.
And he knocks it against your armor and then looks at your weapon and he goes, oh, I hope you last longer than the other tin cans.
I think I will.
Good luck.
I am not... easily taken down by the machinations of my foes.
Yeah, neither was the rest of the Empire.
I'm guessing you guys didn't meet your own Gregor in this world.
And this Marquise kind of laughs a raspy laugh. Yeah, you know, the Empire tried to send all of their ships and all of their soldiers at good old Diabolos, and he... she just kind of crushed him.
That explains why Alexander called you a tin can.
What?
And then...
any of the Empire left?
Oh, there's one other one we'll meet up with.
Why do you look happy about it?
Oh, if he's been as much of a nuisance in your world as he has in ours, then...
the Joker?
Yeah, sure.
Or whatever his real name... I don't know what his real name is. That prince guy.
I'm sure we're speaking of the same person.
I like Joker now. I didn't like him at first.
Prince, right? Doesn't he just go by Prince?
I don't know. He has a name.
They are just Gregor won't tell us his name.
Oh, Gregor knows his name.
Gregor knows his name.
Gregor knows, but he won't tell us.
I am sworn to secrecy.
No, you're not, you liar.
So I am. He is the crown prince.
There's no empire anymore, so he doesn't have any royal blood or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, if he exists, and if I exist in this world, then the Empire exists.
That's not how that works.
The Empire prevails so long as one soldier stands.
A shitty Empire.
That sounds like propaganda, and I'm not even out in the world a lot.
It definitely is.
Well, actually, she has a really good point.
I do?
She does.
She said I have a good point. Mm-hmm.
But Milos goes, well, the plan is to distribute these along the struts for the base of the cathedral and a couple along some of the weaker walls. Set those off first and in a cascade of blasts, and we've got a couple of exit strategies. Should be able to get to you guys and get you out. And he looks over you, Milos, and he comes over and he places a couple of stones in your hands, and he says, these should alert us when you are ready to go. When we're ready to come and get you, rather.
What do we do until then?
Cause a distraction. Retrieve your friend.
Let's go see if Becky. Oh,
I can send you a message of some sort via these stones.
Unfortunately, we're always being listened to magically, so except for in this space where we put up quite a bit of warding.
Do
but
you have a code word?
No, the stones will pulse when we're ready.
That's not as exciting as a code word.
Well, if you think about it, that is a code word.
No, it's not. It's pulse. It's not a word.
It's absolutely a code word.
But it's not a word. There's no word to it.
I think it's a sensation.
I really have expected her, as red as she is, to know about languages that aren't exactly spoken or written.
Like sign language?
Sure, that's an excellent example. So think of it as another language.
Okay, I think I could do that.
So, the other Milo says they should flash once we have everything set. He looks at you, Milo, and he's like, I think you should be able to send a pulse back through them. And he opens his paw, and he has a couple of matching stones as well. And he says, just focus your geomancy through them.
Okay. I've never seen these before, but I'll try.
And he points now to the map, and he says, we're going to enter this chamber and get to the ground level. Once there, I'd like you to split up and go to the upper levels, since that is more than likely where your friend's soul is.
What do we do with her soul once we get it? We didn't think this out. Does somebody have a jar?
I have plenty.
Okay, so you're in charge of collecting the soul. Oh.
Well, he does look like...
Are we sure that you can just collecting souls. Put it into a jar?
Well, where else are we going to put it?
I don't know. We don't really know anything about how souls work.
No, I mean, I don't, because my job is to just send them away.
Wait, so you don't... You're not taught at all about how they...
You've been at this long enough to realize that the church is just full of propaganda, right? They just teach us how to get rid of the souls. That's it.
If you do a sending here, would it go to the other place? To our world?
I don't know. Do you guys have a soul stream? And fireflies? Souls? What happens when do people die?
Our souls are gathered in the great sun.
Oh, so no. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well,
for
I guess
all
we
that
could
matters,
try the job.
I should ask this question now before we get in danger. Do you think that if we die here, we die in real life? Because our bodies aren't really here. They're passed out on the floor at that one lady's place.
I felt like we fell through her floor. Yeah, I think we are here.
Okay.
Don't worry, you're not going to die. It's fine.
I got ripped in half in this world.
Well, are you looking for a sequel?
No! No, I'm not!
It would be a very ironic situation if we died rescuing a dead person, so let's not.
And also, I don't even know, like, if we get Becky's soul back now, she's still bond, like, tied to Diabolos. What if she dies again? Are we going to have to do this again?
Well, she's bound to Diabolos and that other dude, the jester dude. What was his name?
Kefka?
Yeah, that one.
Well, she's bound to a lot of things, but...
So maybe we'll go to Kefka's universe, whatever that is.
I don't
want
to go to his universe either.
I mean,
I want souls to go where they're supposed to go. Is that too much to ask?
Is that kind of funny?
I will do my best to make sure she never dies again. She will never die.
What? Did you ask if we really wanted her soul?
No, isn't it funny that we're all fighting for the soul, though?
I mean, we want it too. And Diabolus wants it. Don't we like Diabolus?
I feel like all of that would really power Becky. Like, she really would like people fighting
Becky
for her.
Blow up a world.
Like, yeah. Becky's got a big boner for this.
Still do that.
Yeah, yeah. She's gonna be so touched, but also like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
You wasted all that time.
She is gonna be mad when we get her back.
She is gonna be mad, regardless.
She's always mad?
Well, we also took her stuff.
We borrowed her stuff. I think she's got more stuff on her.
Also, I might have accidentally given her book away to get her soul back.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she'll forgive us because we bartered her soul for her book for her soul.
Or she can steal it back.
We promised that mean lady we'd give the book to her if she helped us.
Yes, I didn't give it to her, though.
Yeah, we told her Becky first, but she's really...
Just refused to give it back. It's fine.
Listen, I'm not a good liar, and I promised her I'd give her the book. I made a promise, you guys.
We'll give her one of the books from here that's new.
She wants her book.
Yeah, but it's like a pre-order of like episode 11. It's like worth more money because it's not even written yet.
Right.
Well, I for one think it was very noble of you to honor your word.
Thank you. He gets it.
Well, to be fair, you weren't lying when you said it.
Right.
But I would have told a lie if I don't honor it.
So see, don't think about it.
No, you didn't tell her when.
You are all bad influences. Gregor's the only one who's a good influence.
He's a good influence. He's just saying what
you
want to hear.
He's brainwashed. So
he's an exactly. He's an empire shill. Yes, yes, you are.
It is okay. I can't be mad at him. He doesn't know how great empire is.
Maybe we just need to get him drunk and take him to the
cubby. He is still brainwashed by the
oppressors. Or at the cubby hole. What the other cubby hole?
This time, the Milo is like, are we ready?
Sorry, we do this. I'm sorry. We're ready.
I've missed it. That's why I've let you go on this long, but we're kind of pressed for time.
Yes, let's go and blow up things, please.
All right.
Storm the castle.
So.
If we die in the game, we die in real life.
You guys.
Okay. I'll kill you guys if I need to.
Wow. We're friends.
Mm-hmm. You guys are, motion towards, the back end of the cubbyhole, where in your world you had spent an interesting evening. Unfortunately, since then, it has been used to dig a tunnel in towards the citadel.
Usually holes are plugged in that room, not created.
But you guys travel for about a good 20 minutes in this man-made cavern. It's not very large, enough for you to walk one by one.
What was? We're about to plug it, though, don't worry.
You boys are dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty in this tunnel. Mm. It's dusty. It's dark. It's dank.
Dank.
It's D&D.
So, you guys travel, like I said, 20 minutes or so through this tunnel, the other Milos providing a little bit of light as he leads the way. Anybody else wishing to add can certainly do so, but as you get closer, the Milos in front does put a hand up and he waves away his light and kind of motions for you all to say, what?
I pick Poppy up, do like how you pick cats up, mm-hmm. all 4 feet like this, and then I like swaddle her.
Check.
Time to shut your light off, Poppy. Yeah. I don't know how to manually do it. So I think you can turn her light off.
If you look at Poppy, if you look at her
does
features,
she have a light off ability now?
Yes.
Or a button.
Yeah. You poop her nose.
Yep.
That's an on-off switch.
Oh, there you go.
Jammer shine. Oh, I can just douse.
Where the battery goes at the other end.
Can't you just turn this off, Poppy? And then Poppy just goes dim.
This is going to be it. Sorry, guys. I have about 40 to 50 ounces of Red Bull in me. I apologize for anything I say this week.
So I started my morning with caffeine.
And I had a coffee too.
You guys see light now shining at the end of this tunnel as you get closer. This light has kind of a golden yellow, brownish kind of tint to it. And it says this time that Reese looks back towards Ellie. And says, told you you'd find out. And You guys start walking towards the entrance of the Chamber of Faith. Underneath the cathedral, you see a large, yellow, golden faith crystal. The faith is turned away from you all. But the first thing that a lot of you with a decent passive perception above 12 will notice is that there is a giant crack in this faith crystal. And the light isn't nearly as bright as the faith crystals that you had seen before. And Reese looks back at you and says, puts a hand on your shoulder, Ellie, and just says, brace yourself.
For what? I don't know anybody else.
I walk up to the crystal, put my hand on it.
You walk up to the crystal, and you put your hand on it, and then you kind of walk around it, because the crystal itself is of a very large size. You put your hand on it, and you feel that familiar faith song, but it's less of a song here and more of a quiet hum. You see inside of the crystal, as like I said, the cracks are very deep, and it kind of obscures who may be in this crystal. And as you walk around, you start to see a pair of Viera ears, a familiar green jacket. As you walk around, you see a familiar motherly face in the crystal.
Why was she even in the city?
Things happened a little bit different here, Ellie.
What happened?
Well, I mean, my father needed a guardian, and...
Your father hasn't left his home in decades.
There's a lot that happened here that we needed to take care of, and so he deemed it necessary to come here and try to fight what was happening to stave it off from burning the forest. And so he thought his summoning powers would be strong enough. But when we got here, we found the faith had been ripped from the crystal. And so to claim that power back again so that my father could summon again some type, something had to be done. And I was going to be the one to take its place. But the last second, your mother pushed me out of the way and took the crystal herself.
It sounds like her. But she shouldn't have. Everything happened so differently here. She didn't even know that I came here, and I'll tell.
Well, like I said, things happen differently here. But with the state that the crystal is in, nobody's been able to summon Titan.
Where's your father?
And you see him kind of look down at the floor. He didn't make it.
I'll put my hand on his shoulder. He mourns you. Fate is that you can't be together, I suppose.
Well, regardless, you can't change anything from here. So... let's move on.
Okay.
You get one more look at this world's version of your mother. And those cracks are deep, and they kind of make her look like she's fractured in places. But one thing that you do see is that you see one tear that was caught in the faith crystal.
She's not moving, though, is she?
Nope. So... the Milos of this world motions you towards a set of stairs that lead upwards. He says, now's the time to make sure that you're ready. Everything up here is new grounds for us besides what we have blueprinted out. So make sure you're ready for the worst.
Are we going to have to be stealthy, or are we going to know we're going to anticipate resistance?
It's possible that you could definitely sneak to the top. Just know that Diabolus has eyes and ears everywhere here.
Do we want to try and be stealthy, guys?
I mean, we might as well try.
Okay. I will cast Pass Without a Trace on us.
Okay. So.
I'm gonna cast Mage Armor on myself.
All right.
My AC
60. The mask that we got a while back, the Laughing Shadow mask, allows advantage on stealth.
It does require attunement, so unless somebody...
Oh, I know.
Unless somebody has attuned to it.
Anyway.
Okay.
Oh.
I can cast this on more people because it's not a concentration. Who here has shit AC? And decent dex?
I mean, what do you consider shit AC?
Right.
It's mage armor is 10 plus, or 13 plus your dex modifier.
Oh, that'd be the same. It doesn't help me.
That would really help me. If you, Ellie reaches in her bag and she pulls out some dirty leather scrap, she goes, just hold on to this, put it in your pocket or something.
Okay.
And it like gives you a little electric shock. Ooh. And now you have mage armor.
Felt spicy.
It's spicy leather.
Oh, like Reese's Pieces. Reese's Nuts. Oh, not Reese's Nuts.
Reese's Nuts?
Yeah, those are spicy, I hear.
All right. Did people tell you that? So whatever your AC is, it's 13 plus your dex modifier. Not your dex save, your dex. So plus 3, so 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
So,
you guys. Din and I just have this little shimmery barrier around us.
All right. So, you guys go up this set of stairs. You get to the base floor of the church, and it is a proper mess as far as, like, some of the pews have been broken and splintered in half and rotted away for years. There are cracks in all of the sigils on the floor, as well as some of the stained glass windows remain, but most seem to have been blown out. The statues of the faith that had been in each of the alcoves in the walls seem to have been altered or mutilated in some way. Changes have been made, parts have been scrapped away, metal has been melded on in places to make it look a little more fiendish than most of them are. And you see now, as Milo says, all right, in a quiet voice, he says, you should be fairly quiet down here. Once you ascend those stairs, that's when all hell might break loose. But that's kind of what we're hoping that you guys accomplish. That way, you guys can draw the ire, we can plant the explosives. Are we clear? Kind of gives you a big metallic toothy grin to all of you and says, good luck.
Don't die. Don't become more metal.
No promises.
So I guess you don't know how to stop it then, huh? Ah, shit.
He shakes his head.
You got 10 years, though.
I have done...
How do I know?
Very limited magic in those 10 years, so...
Stop using magic, Milos.
Okay, I'll just be useless, I guess.
You're not useless. You're not useless.
I mean, I know magic, so I'm not useless.
Oh.
I don't know how to use swords and stuff.
I can show you how to use swords.
Mm.
You're a big strong boy.
He's got a boyfriend.
I'm a spellcaster. I don't use swords.
I'm a spellcaster that uses swords.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a special. A you're special. I'm not. I only do special magic. Well, that's it.
I have a book that I hit people with sometimes.
All right, guys. About it. So you guys are heading up the stairs then?
Yeah.
Is there like or a safe guys... crystal outside?
What's that?
Is there like a safe crystal we could touch outside?
I would like to save like my save spot
and refresh
in case
and stuff.
I die. Thanks.
Use a little tent. Do we have tents? Is that a thing?
So you guys did. You guys did have a tent.
Oh, and then fuck that! We just turn around. Becky burned our tent. Fuck her soul.
Yeah.
No, Becky's our friend. We forgive her.
Oh, Becky's our friend. Becky's our friend.
You've been carrying her dead body around for days. Come on. At least it can walk itself out this time.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Wakes up wrapped up in a rug.
Dies of suffocation.
Yeah, immediately dies. Oh, shit.
No, she's unwrapped. She's unwrapped.
Oh, we unwrapped her? Okay.
That lady from the Empire was looking at her body, remember?
She probably rolled her back up, though.
I don't know.
Tootsie Roll. Like, keep her fresh.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll. Anyway. Yeah. Back on subject. So you guys see a pair of spiral staircases that arch up on either side that you would like to go to. They all meet in the middle at the top, and then there's a landing at the top and one set of stairs that lead up to the next level. But as you guys approach, are you trying to be sneaky?
Yeah.
Let's get some stealth rolls then.
Plus 10, because of the half of that chase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my stealth. Did I have a good stealth? It's all right. This one.
You have passed without a trace, up, right?
Uh-huh. So, all right.
Gregor will roll a 17 then.
17? Ellie?
26.
26. Din?
24.
24. Milos?
28.
28. Marquise?
26.
26. Asher?
22 at disadvantage.
All right. So you guys make your way rather silently up the stairs. You see, as you go up these stairs, the light in this area starts to change a little bit. You're not really sure where it's coming from, but there are a number of stained glass windows that encircle the entirety of this landing as you begin to see the next level of this church. There is this pinkish light that seems to be emanating through all of the windows. In some spaces, the stained glass seems to be projecting a picture in the middle of the floor as you approach. As you guys get to the top floor here, it seems like there's another set of stairs just beyond the ones that you have used to reach here. And moving along stealthily, Gregor, something catches your eye on this level. There is a bit of refuse and other broken things on the floor, but one thing catches your eye immediately, and that is there are skeletons all about this floor. Not just any skeletons, though. These ones have magitek armor. These ones have a very specific motif on their magitek armor. That of a screaming chocobo.
Did you make mages creatures?
Some of them.
Where are they under?
Under beast companions. But I can add them in. Anyway, Gregor, this kind of trips you up a little bit, and you make a little bit of noise, and you look at your feet a little bit, and you see one of the sets of armor. Kind of, you think you might have tripped on it. You look down at your foot. Looks like this skeletal hand ended up on the top of your foot.
Yeah, Gregor looks down and whispers to them, "Do not worry, brother. You will be avenged."
Excuse
me. He, he just moves his, respectfully tries to move his foot away from the hand.
As you do, that skeletal hand grasps the top of your boot, and the eyes flare to life, and they look up at you and say, "Glory to Diabolos!" Nope. And all the skeletons in this room start to clatter and rise up.
Gregor! What did you do?
It's making friends.
Can't make friends with dead people.
You can't be friends with dead people.
Considering you like to call me dead, I take offense
to
that.
You're not dead. You're okay. Just not all the way alive. It's different.
You certainly like to refer to me as dead a lot.
That's because I like
there's
to
the tale of the episode right
friend.
There.
What you do
can't
with your
be
friend.
Friends with dead people.
Can't be friends with dead people. I like it.
You can be friends with half dead people, not full dead people. Does that make you feel better?
Wait, is this?
Are you wondering what your favorite wacky nerds are up to? Search for Campaigns of the Plains on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and make sure to follow and like us to keep up with all our content and news. You might also find exclusive content for fans only. Remember to catch us on YouTube every Friday at noon for a new episode of Campaigns of the Plains.
So,
I don't know. I think it's 2021, so I'm not sure.
Right?
What do you mean? It's 2020.
It's probably 2023 at this point.
2018? I don't know.
I mean, let's be honest. I think it's 2007.
I want to go to there.
Oh, 2007 was a great year.
All right.
No, I don't want to go back to 2007. I was still in high school. I don't want to ever go back to high school. No,
I mean, I'm cool with that. My life
is Let's go ahead and roll some initiative.
Oh, Lord. I have a bad feeling that Josh will be full of Gregors for us to find.
No way.
Well, that'll be easy because they have low AC and can't hit anything.
Did you say you took my initiative away from me, Josh?
What?
Did you say you took my initiative bonus away from me? I don't have the hair trigger anymore?
Yeah, no, you don't have that.
Okay.
Why are you... Stop rolling. I'm not hitting a button.
Ooh,
that's never good.
Don't be.
Calm down.
No. Bad.
All right, Ellie.
19.
19. Din.
15.
Gregor.
13.
Milos.
5.
I'm supposed to get the low rolls, damn it.
Marquise?
What? Someone's got it.
12. Asher.
6.
I prefer to be last.
I like to be last too because then I can see if I'm killing people. Like, sometimes if I'm first, I'm going to hit things and I'm like, oh, these are our friends? I've already attacked them. So I like to see what else other people do. Because I'm always offensive.
Right, yeah. Might as well.
17. So we're just... This is a Zelda dungeon, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Staphos?
Yeah, Staphos, yeah.
You say exactly. That? Yeah. We just have to put a bomb in them. Knock them down.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fine. We don't have any bombs.
Aspar Archers, that's useless.
Well, we didn't fight skeletons before this. It could have been skeletons right away.
Sure.
Gregor, what's your... Initiative with modifier.
+3.
What's your dex modifier?
+3.
Okay. So, I'm going to roll a dice.
My dex score is a 17.
17?
That's the tiebreaker.
No, we're going to roll these. I'm going to roll a 20, you roll a 20, whoever rolls higher. 17.
Yeah. 9.
Okay. Then Gregor. Okay. So the skeletons start to clatter to life, and you all take up fighting positions. This room is round and open. I'm going to say a good 30 feet in diameter here from the center, which is where you would have been. There is a laugh that comes from the top of the stairs. A maniacal and kind of twisted laugh. And a skittering of many skitterings. And you see now the top of a very... skeletal and partially dead dire bear, you see as the din before comes riding down the stairs, and she laughs and says, "I thought I smelled intruders. I will have to break Alexander's hands for good this time, I suppose."
Din, I'm really sorry. We're going to have to kill you. Well, her. You. Not you.
And you. We kill both. Just in case.
Wow.
Just in case.
Oh, Din's my friend. I'm sure that Din was my friend too before she lost her mind.
You see as Din reaches into one of the pockets on... this Din reaches into one of the pockets on her belt and like tosses something back at the stairs that she came down. And you see this darkness ripple upwards, blocking your path. She says, "There's only one way through it now. And that's through me." And she takes out this rather wicked-looking bow.
Oh.
And gosh. So many targets. Yeah, she's gonna aim at Gregor because Gregor made the noise just because. Mm-hmm. So for her first attack, that's 19.
That just hits.
Okay. Second attack is going to be only a 17.
That will miss.
Okay. So. So that is 16 piercing damage. And I need you to make me a con saving throw, please.
From the bow?
Cool. Yep. As you all watch, this bow doesn't have a string on it. It looks like it's some kind of warped and twisted, some kind of black wood. And as she goes to draw, there's no string, no arrow that she's drawn from a quiver. But all of a sudden, there's this black arrow that just seems to shoot out. And it pierces right through Gregor's armor, right at his shoulder piece.
That's 11 content.
Okay, so. You will take an extra 8 necrotic damage, and you cannot regain health until the start of her next turn.
We need to seal that. Purify it in the Lake of Minnetonka and make it good.
So,
radiant bow.
That was her turn. She is now going to command her rats to attack. And she is going to send them. She's going to send one pack at you, Milos, and the other pack at Ellie.
Wow. How rude.
How rude. All right. So this swarm of rats approach you, and as it does, you guys see these rats are not just simple swarm of rats. It looks like their skulls have been cut open, and their brains are showing through. Not yet. They are gonna bite both of you. So, we will do Milos first. 18.
Is that at disadvantage? Because of my cloak of displacement?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. That's only 15.
15 does not hit.
Okay. And then one at Ellie. That is a 19. Okay. Wait.
Can you use chain? I don't want to use all of my spells yet. I'm good.
You're good? Okay.
I'm going to say that he's going to do like 55 damage to me.
I don't know.
It's not too much, actually. That's going to be 12 piercing damage. Have you got one? And I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw? Okay. Are you speaking of wisdom or not?
homebrewy goodness.
7.
Okay. As these rats all, you see them swarm, and Milos, you're able to, like, swat some of them away and avoid some of their bites. But you look over at Ellie, who takes a couple of the bites, and you see the swarm on her. All of their brains seem to glow for a hot second as they sink their teeth into her. And you're going to take 10 psychic damage.
Yeah. Help, they're giving me rabies!
It's your turn, Ellie. Ah! You are in melee with these creatures.
Book wallop. No. How do I... Okay, so is it a sorcery point to transform my summon now, or is it not? I don't remember what you made it change it to.
You should be under your actions.
Oh my god.
I know, having to look at your character sheet, how horrible.
Oh, okay, so that's for the Enkindle.
You good?
As a bonus,
Thick.
Okay, it's so it is. It is a bonus action.
Was it just a like a run shotty?
So you're changing Poppy.
Yep.
Okay. What are you changing Poppy into?
Yeah.
Mist Dragon. Misty.
I love a good Chi-Chi.
Just the name of the dragon, I guess.
Okay. So the sigil glows underneath Poppy as you focus, and Poppy is covered in a fog of mist, and then suddenly the mist vanishes, and there is a dragon in its place.
Can I make it do stuff?
Hmm? Yeah.
The idolic trance I don't have yet, right?
I don't think you have that.
Because that's like high level.
Yep.
Okay, if I enkindle Brine Breath in a 30-foot cone, what can I hit without murdering my friends?
So at this juncture, it's just the rats in front of you. But it is a swarm of the rats.
Is a swarm of rats count as one creature? Can I just have it bite them?
Yeah. Yep, it is one creature.
Get it. I don't know. It's not my action to have it just... bite, right?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna. The Misty is floating because Misty is a floating dragon.
Yep.
With a little bow tie and a cute little cheeky face. But it's also big.
No, it's small.
And it's just gonna engulf
as many rats as it can.
As many rats as it can in its body, and that's how it's gonna bite it.
It's gonna.
It's gonna use
bite. Yeah, it bites. It uses smush instead of bite. Okay, so it's a
bite, so it's got to use its mouth. I'm sorry. Unless you made its bite, made its
your
mouth.
Your spell attack modifier. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It's a new thing. It's new. What's my spell attack modifier?
What, like +7 or 8?
Yes, +7. Okay.
You guys are strong magic people.
Okay, so that's dirty 20.
Yes, that'll hit.
Okay, and then it does... It does a D8 plus PB. What does that mean, plus PB?
Proficiency bonus.
Proficiency bonus. So your proficiency bonus, which should be right now
plus 3. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Peanut butter. Too. Peanut butter. Like, I don't know.
So then it's a D. Okay.
Crunchy or creamy.
8.
Plus 3.
Plus 3. Yep. And then it also does 1d6
full damage.
Okay.
Yeah, I only do creamy. I like the idea.
11 damage.
11 damage. All right.
Okay.
So it bites up, snaps up some of the rats and from the swarm. Gets a few of them.
And then I'm going to do...
So you bonus action.
That was my bonus action. For my action, I don't know. Can I firebolt the swarm of rats?
You certainly can.
Okay. I'm going to firebolt... They're next to me, though, so would that be at disadvantage?
It would be at disadvantage because they are in melee with you. Otherwise, you have plenty of targets to choose from. There are 8 different skeletons, and then there's the Evil Din as well, and then the other swarm of rats that are over by Milos. So it's a target-rich environment.
As Commander Shepard would say, enemy is everywhere.
Okay, I'm gonna hit something not
that's
near me.
That's also what, like, what's his name would have said, McCarthy.
Oh yeah.
What are we really gonna kill Din? Din's our friend.
Yes.
But Din's our friend. I know that she's crazy, but we can change her.
This one's already like knocking and or like pulling back another arrow and like aiming at you.
But I'm Ellie. We had to have been friends in this world.
You get no response, but a maniacal laugh.
Oh, she's crazy. Okay, fine. I'll firebolt Din.
Okay.
It's a 2d10 fire damage if I hit. 17?
Just hits.
Oh! Yeah. 9.
Nope.
Ah! Okay, that one's gone.
It's gone. It's dead.
7. So that's 16.
16?
16.
Okay.
I don't think you get pluses.
Not a firebolt. No.
16 firebolt damage.
Okie dokie. Anything else?
Oh god, no, I'm done.
Alright. So.
Help.
You see a number of these creatures draw up. similar devices to what Marquise has used. That would be firearms. So.
Oh, shit.
There's three of them with these long rifle-looking firearms. They're going to aim at Gregor. Because they're not a big brainy thing, and they're going to aim at what woke them up.
It's probably better to aim at him or
you. Oh my gosh, I can twin spells?
Well, my AC is a little different.
So it's a natural 19 on one of them, Gregor.
A mess.
I think I'm going to go ahead and use my reaction to trigger Heart of the Vanguard.
Okay.
So that increases my AC plus 2. Okay. So my AC is now 20, and that's for the rest until my next turn, I believe.
Okay.
Resist to damage for one round, and then I will expend a fire charge, so I'm resistant to fire damage for that round, too.
Sounds good. This one that rolled natural 19 is 21 to hit, so that would probably hit you still. The others are nowhere close with a 15 at max, so a couple of them bounce off of your armor, but one of them manages to find that same kind of kink in your armor that Din seemed to have been aiming at. So.
I think we should call her done. She's going to be done.
So that is going to be 17 piercing damage.
I called the evil Marquise Backies.
Backies?
So that's their turn. Din, it is your turn.
Oh no. Din v Din.
Din v Din. Din Din.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
It's this other Din. Can I see that her bracelets are broke?
Shattered, yep.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
But she still has them though?
She still has them on her, yep.
Oh, she's sentimental.
I took the tooth of my dead ones, so. Yes. okay.
That's sweet.
I'm gonna...
She's crazy. An evil bitch still, but still. It might sort of be half my fault, so that's okay.
If you hurt my Din, I'll kill you.
Apparently you don't get to survive long enough to do that.
Listen, if I don't get ripped in half this time and you hurt my Din, you're done.
What you doing, Din?
How do I take out a thing? Call familiar.
You make Din dead, she's gonna make you done.
So take out the Moomba, since that one's done.
Moomba? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Can I use them right away too?
Yeah. They can do their regular actions, yep.
Every time she summons the Moomba, I just think it's Chester Cheetah. That's what I see. That's how I imagine it. Isn't that what they look like?
They got big hands.
Yeah,
they got big paws.
Ice Moomba's gonna help out with the rat swarm?
The one on in combat with Ellie? Okay. Yes. So yeah, it would have advantage because the rats are swarming all around Ellie, so
Cestus.
Like the Knuckles.
Yeah, we should have just called it Knuckles.
I like that.
Is it a medium creature that rats?
They're smaller, actually. It is a medium swarm of tiny aberrations.
Wow, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna have the Moomba pounce on it.
Okay.
And that makes it. Oh, it's a claw tag. Moomba's gonna claw tag. Oh. Yeah, it's my brass tag.
Wait. Thud to it.
So 15?
Yes.
Okay. That does it?
Yep.
We're all rolling metal.
Then they have to do... Wait, first I'm going to do the damage, I guess.
Okay.
Wait, it was a bite, right? That I said? Or was it a claw?
Claw.
Oh. Okay. 8 slashing.
8 slashing. Yes. All right. And then it has to make...
Strength saving throw.
They're not very good at that. 13.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
And then it can do bite with the multi-attack? Do I still have that?
So no. Once you reach a higher level, you'll have multi-attack, but...
Okay, yeah. That's fine then. Okay.
But you still have your turn.
Yes, then I'm gonna... God, I don't wanna shoot me. I'm gonna shoot me.
You're gonna shoot you? Okay. It is nighttime.
I don't have that... weapon.
It's an extra d6 if you hit.
Yeah, I know what it does. I just...
Yeah, I'll...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, had an ADHD moment and rage quit.
All
the tree. It's 23.
Oh, yeah. That'll hit you.
Hey, I like these better. I like these stats better.
10?
12. To the radiant damage.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Wait, I have to tag you in.
Yes, you can.
I think it's 23.
Yeah.
Get it, Den.
Kill yourself.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Kill done. Whoa. Kill done. Kill done. That's what I meant.
Geez. Yeah, right?
Jeez.
Kill done. Then, get done. Not Den. Kill Den.
Make Den done.
Make Den done. Yeah,
make
I like
did
it.
Done. Din but she's dead.
How much damage?
Six and then two radiant.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Bleep it out.
Anything else?
He said kilt her. Kilt yourself. It was a definite team.
Yeah, oh, kilt. No. Yeah, put a kilt on.
All right. All right. Then, two of the skeletons have similar weapons to what Gregor has. One of them has a hammer and the other has a sword. And so...
I want that hammer with the gun in it.
Is it gun hammer?
Somebody get me that hammer with the gun in it. I don't know how to use it, but I want it.
That's just Alessia.
That's
He's not...
just me. I want it. Me.
Yeah. So
Ellie wants it now.
Yeah. Yep.
Does Gregor recognize these people by their weapons?
Go ahead and make me a history check.
Sure.
Well, it's clearly MC Hammer.
Ellie Cross classes.
Naturally, it's a natural 20.
Sure, sure.
Or something usefully.
Had this been your world, the one with the hammer was your lieutenant. So you recognize that hammer. Obviously, this isn't them, but it would have been your direct lieutenant in your squad. The one you left in charge when you went on your mission. Whether or not, I don't believe you've given me any names for them, so you can come up with one. Alright. So, one of them is gonna come up to... Not really. Let's see. One of them is gonna come up to Din. But the other one is gonna go up to Gregor. The one with the hammer is gonna come up to you, Gregor. And try
it's
to
a party, I guess.
Yep, they like you. Hey, Mikey. Oh no. That's a natural 20,
which hits, but is just a regular attack because my armor gave the criticals.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Oh, that's nice. You need to kill
Gregor. It is nice.
It is nice
considering he's already hewing away half my health.
So. Maybe you can find Gregor's dead corpse in this world and take
oh,
that.
Oh no.
Yeah, this is just like a scavenger hunt of fun items that we're going to kill and take.
Okay, but...
We're just hopeful it comes with us.
Okay.
Take the gun hammer because I want it. Ellie probably can pick it up.
You see Gregor as this one also pulls the trigger on the hammer as well.
Figured.
So you're going to take 9 bludgeoning damage, and then you're going to take an extra 2 necrotic. The other one on Din is a natural 1.
Oh.
Swing and a miss.
A high and a low, right?
Yeah, that was really weird.
20 and a 1.
Yeah. Okay. That's their turn. It is now Gregor's turn.
I unhook my sword from my back and I yell, fuck you, Chekhov, and I swing at the guy with the hammer.
Sure, sure.
You would think he would say, fuck you, MC okay. Hammer, you can't touch this.
Right.
That's going to be a 21 to hit.
Oh, yes. When you hit Gregor, you see that normally with your guys' armor, like, there is some kind of resistance, some magitech in there. That magic is gone. It is just kind of hewn bits of armor.
That is going to be 15 slashing, and then, I'm gonna pump a burst strike into him.
Okay.
I'll, fire off, a lightning round, and it also knocks him down.
Gotcha.
So
how much lightning damage?
Okay, that is going to be 15 points of lightning damage.
Ooh, nice.
He is prone, so then that was just my first attack, so I'll take my second attack on him if he's still kicking.
Yep, he's still up. It'll be advantage since he's prone.
Yep. I'm going to use my Great Weapon Master to take -5 to attack for hopefully 10 plus damage. So that's going to be 27 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
And23 damage.
So that hit, as you come down on the ground with your Buster Sword, it just hits this skeleton and it shatters in its armor, so he is gone.
Shit. Well,
how much was 23?
He did an extra 23 on top of the 30 that he did.
Oh, so he did like 50-something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's... And I'm surrounded by... skeletons right now.
No, that was the only one that was near you. The other one were riflemen.
Okay.
That hit you. And then Din, the other Din, took a shot at you as well.
Okay. Let's see. Are there any enemies, like, in melee with any of my comrades?
With Milos and Ellie, there are a swarm of rats.
Okay.
And Din is up in melee with the one on... Ellie right now.
Okay. I'd like to use my movement to flank the rats to give... Is it Ellie and Milos are next to rats, or is it separate groups?
No, separate groups of rats. So...
I'll flank Milos's rats.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else?
No, that's my whole load.
All right, Marquise, you are up.
All right. How big is this arena?
30 feet in radius.
Okay.
Are you gonna?
I mean,
do it.
It's up to you.
Just do it. Do what you want to do. I love it.
I see no reason. Whoops! I don't need that. I see no reason not to. Right? Okay. So
I don't know what he's doing.
Okay. I thought you knew.
No, I have no idea.
I'm concerned.
I have some concerns.
Are you measuring the room?
Yeah.
Well,
he's just gonna cast Mastodon. It's fine.
Yeah, just break the room.
He said it'd make a distraction.
I think it's wintertime.
It's wintertime? Oh. Is it wintertime out of the belt though, out of the bandolier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, didn't you learn your lesson? That's why we're here.
Okay, I need you to roll me a d8, please. Oh, it's me. Sorry.
That's an 8.
An 8. Who are you? Okay.
Oh. Well, yeah, because it's an AoE.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
What does it do?
That's what gave Milos his level when he killed someone. I don't know if it does more or not, though.
Oh, wait. I'm reading it.
Yeah. So, it will affect everybody that it hits.
Oh.
What?
Yep. Cool. So, are you casting it in the center?
Yeah.
Okay. So dex saves, I believe, from everybody, right?
Cool.
What?
Yes.
What's happening?
This is good?
Is good? Doing,
I got a natural 20.
So you save.
20.
You believe you save. It will only affect who doesn't save.
Okay.
So other than,
do I have to roll for my summon?
Is an 18. Yes, they should have a dex score now.
My summon got a natural 20.
Jesus, did you get two natural 20s?
Yeah,
I did.
And then I got a 20 in betweeners. Yeah,
20s. Rats.
Oh, you know.
Nope. Other rats?
No. Well, I don't know.
12?
Oh, you have a shitload of health.
What is your DC? Yeah.
I forgot. I'm double checking.
Okay.
Is that
on? Remember when 20? I said this was a really good idea?
20?
And that I was supported? I don't know.
I know there's 20 anymore. What's that?
16.
Okay, so both the rats fail. That's 18 for one of the riflemen. Natural 20 for one of the riflemen. Another natural 20 for one of the... This is...
Take that dice.
Yeah. What?
Throw that dice across the room.
Steal it. Steal it.
Beautiful.
Only Alicia can steal it.
Okay. For the remaining gunfighter...
Take it back.
...is only an 8. And then for the two other skeletons...
He's a thief.
14? No, you said 16 is your 16. Save, right? Okay, so that's a fail. 18 for the other one.
What about two?
The other didn't get a 22. Or 20 also. So there were a lot of 20s, both natural and unnaturals. So, interesting. It would have been really bad if she would have maybe failed. Maybe. Oh, boy. Anyway.
I don't know.
You don't know what the fact is?
I don't know what's going on.
We'll tell them in a second.
Surprise.
Let's do damage.
And I need some D8s. This better kill some people.
Okay, so that's 6 bludgeoning. And 10 cold. So half as much
if you save.
16
total.
So
6
is 3, 10 is 5, so 5, 6.
16.
8 if you save.
No, 8 if you save.
Yeah. 8 on saves. 16 on fails.
Oh, God, I'm already at half health.
It is cold. Well, so bludgeoning and cold damage.
Yeah.
That was just the damage from, like, the... Because that was an ice fang?
Yep.
That's just the damage? Okay.
That's the damage. That's not the effect? So you go ahead and tell them what the effect is.
Yeah. So, also, it is rough terrain.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Rough terrain for anywhere on the floor right now.
And then, if you failed on the...
Rolled an 8.
Bandolier effect.
Yep.
So, I don't know if you have added more. The only thing that I know so far about it is that if you land a killing blow, then you will be granted a level.
Yes.
This is what gave
me so this. So, whoever failed this saving throw, if you land a killing blow during this combat, you will level up.
Oh, damn.
Yes, that includes the monsters, because he AoE'd.
That's fine.
Yay.
They can't kill us.
Sure.
But if,
question for failed? You. I didn't fail.
I failed. Can I, if I kill a bunch of stuff, do I level up each time I kill, or is it just once?
There's a rat swarm in front of me.
What if, but like, what if he does an AoE that kills multiple things in the same
It's only level. One effect.
Damn.
No, it's only one
so
effect.
Excited to kill things.
Sorry.
Get it. Murder.
Okay.
Did anybody else fail? No.
Just me? No, it was a lot of 20s.
Yeah.
A lot of 20s.
I rolled a... I don't remember.
What if my summon would have failed? My summon can't level up. Do I level up because my summon did that?
No, no, nope.
It just evolves into the next size dragon.
Yeah, I accidentally get the
size up.
Size up, yeah.
No. Anyway, okay. Anything else, Marquise?
Well, he
didn't kill us. That's not
That was a bonus action because it was out of the bandolier. Yep.
So, was there any targets that have been hit by anyone?
Yes, the rats have rats. Been. Besides what you hit, the rats in front of, in the same space as Ellie and in front of Din have been damaged.
You know what? I need to roll my own save.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I save.
You still take that half damage, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's too bad we don't know that that's what the effect was going to be. Rats. We could have all just failed to save purpose.
I guess the question is, would Asher know that that's what happened?
No.
It's just like you just know, okay.
Yeah. Yep. It doesn't matter. But, murder. Yeah,
murder. I would murder anyway.
Right? Yeah.
This belt is funny.
Right?
Would I be able to actually hit them without disadvantage if I was using a ranged
attack? Okay. Yep, they're nowhere near you, so you can absolutely...
Because they're harassing...
Both Milos and Ellie.
They gave me rabies.
Yeah, I'll take it. I will take a shot with... I know my coins now.
And you know what the Gillionaire's gamble does now, so...
Yeah, I have it all listed.
Yeah, I have it all listed. Yep, it is opened up.
That's Patreon. If you...
That is a Patreon item.
You can see what it all does.
Yes. That one I worked. I have had...
Okay.
in another campaign.
So, I'm going to use...
You know, we keep talking about this Patreon. We should probably set it up.
It's 2023. We have it. People have subscribed already.
Perfect. It's what I did in my off time.
You know what? I'm going to use this silver. Yeah, on
that new fancy computer that Paige gave you.
Yeah.
I think this is a good place.
Are we using a secret?
Huh?
Are we secreting things into the universe by suggesting things that have happened in the past that are currently happening in the yep. future?
Manifesting.
Yeah. That's the secret.
Yeah.
That's all I hope, bro.
What? It's really cool that we all won the lottery and now we have our own studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we didn't like win big. It was just like
it was enough to finance us. Yeah.
Yeah. A small nest egg.
Yeah.
What coin are you?
Silver.
Silver. Okay.
I have some platinum. You should ask me for some platinum. If that's.
Yeah, I don't want. I only have like a couple.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I took a bunch of money you guys don't know about.
Okay. So. We're gonna roll to see if I hit. Oh, I don't think that does.
What is it?
Plus 5. That's only a 12.
A 12 does hit.
Oh shit!
He's just a swarm of rats, man.
It's a swarm.
Okay. I mean, like they're like you never know. Okay. Okay. So. 10 damage.
10 damage. Roll your d6 for us.
Oh boy. Oh, 5. It's a Moogle.
Is a Moogle.
These things creep the shit out of me. I'm not gonna lie. They look really weird and creepy.
Mogpie just flies in close to you.
Alright. So you said it was a 5?
Yes.
Moogle. Okay. The rats burst into a pile of 5 silver.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you shoot the rats in front of me?
Yep. There were those rats. All of them seem like the rats that were there. 5 of them turn into silver coins and scatter on the ground.
Like popcorn.
Exactly. They might even make a little popping sound, too, when they do so.
Can I scoop the money?
On your turn, you can.
You didn't actually scoop the money?
anything else for you, Marquise?
Nope.
Okay. Good. Sounds good. Then it is the other skeleton's turn. And you see Gregor as they reach into their pockets and they produce these small apparatuses that you've seen only once or twice in a prototype matter. You see as they start waving their hand over this what looks to be like a colorful like cube, but there's a couple of tubes and stuff coming out of it. As they wave their hands over it, they actually begin to chant a little bit, and they begin to cast a spell. Think you guys are close enough. At least
does this
two groups of you.
Threatening?
There is a arc of energy that comes out of these apparati. Apparatuses.
Asparagus.
Yes, asparagus.
Asparagus.
So on one hand, I need Gregor and Din and Ellie and your pet, Ellie, to make dexterity saving throws. On the other side, because you sent your Moomba over there, I believe, I need the Moomba, Milos, I don't think anybody else is over on that side, to make dex saves for that arc of energy. So, Ellie? 15. Miss Dragon?
5.
Okay. Dan?
30-20. Moomba is 13.
Okay. Gregor?
16.
16. Milos?
14.
14. Okay. So Milos and the Moomba and the Miss Dragon were the only ones to fail. So... Yes. So those of you who failed take 17 lightning damage and half as much for those who saved. That's their turn. Asher, you are up.
Finally. What do I see? I see 7 skeletons, a swarm of rats.
Yeah, so back where you're at, there, we'll say you're kind of more towards Milos' side. So you have the rats in front of you that Milos is getting swarmed by. You also have one of the riflemen beside you, like a couple feet beside you, and then you also have nope, that one's on the other side. Yeah, so you have a couple of the riflemen behind you and then the rats.
Okay, and the rats are the ones that are in with Milos.
Yep, Milos and the Mooma, so you would have advantage on those.
Okay, so I guess I will run up and get advantage on those.
Okay.
And I will swing with my sword. 22?
Yeah, anything over a 12 is getting at these guys, so.
Let's just press that button. That's 10 slashing.
Okay.
And then I will swing again. That's a natural 20 and a 19.
Kill it. Nice. This is a crit. Both crits. Yeah.
So it's a crit. Crit. I can't roll crits on here. So that's 2d8.
Are you doing anything extra?
Yeah, I might as well smite it, right? I think I got a smite. Let's see if I got a smite.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Like, you got to add that.
I think you got a smite if you crit.
If you crit, you got a smite.
Absolutely.
Let's see if I have any smitey smites left.
Sure, didn't we like rest before?
Well, I don't think we did because I still have a spell slot to use unless we rested and then I will.
Yeah, you guys should have been on a
fresh. Okay. Then it's back.
Yeah.
Okay, then I have all the smites in the world. Okay, so if I light smite at a level 2, how rough do they look?
Not too rough. They took a little bit of that frost damage, but...
Okay, let me get some dice out. I apologize for not being ready.
No, you're good.
Just delete them.
Yeah.
All the dice.
Right?
Just dump. Shake the whole bag.
Okay. So that is going to... So I'm going to do a searing smite. So that's fire damage, I think.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a big deal. So I got 2 dice for that. And then... It's D8s.
Yep, D8s for your sword.
And those are the little triangly ones. I didn't get any of those out because I forgot that those exist. Those aren't the pretty ones.
Milos, you will be up next, so.
Don't mind me, I'm just scavenging for.
It's cool.
D8. That's not D8. I've got a lot of D20s in my life. These were all sorted by dice. Okay.
Big money and whammy. Right?
So this is all plus 6. Oh, that's doesn't look bad. Okay, so that's 6, 10, 18, so 24?
24?
24.
Plus 6? Or is that?
That is with this plus 6.
Okay. They are still standing.
That was just one hit, wasn't it?
That was my second hit.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That was the second attack.
Time
to use that action.
I know. Like, pardon me, like, I know that I need to want to hit again, but, like,
you
I don't
have
know.
Your armor's ability.
Oh, I do. I do. I forget that isn't a thing.
I did change how it works.
Yes, I see that it's not like a blood thing anymore. It's more of just a necrotic thingy thing, right?
Yep.
Okay,
let's But look you at also that. Do a little bit of damage to yourself now.
Which is
but...
fine. Let me...
I will allow it as part of that attack.
In that? With the, like, so that'd be doubled as well?
Yep.
Okay, because,
it wouldn't be doubled on you, but it would be doubled on them.
On them, okay. Let me read how it works again. Because there's 4 charges, and I can use all 4 if I need to at once, right?
If you want to at once, yep.
And those are all D4s?
Those are D4s.
So would that be 8 D4s if I used all 4?
Yes.
Okay, let's try that.
I mean, are you using all charges?
Yeah, like, let's try it out. It's
sure,
new.
Sure.
Also, it's D4s. It's not going to hurt. Oh, D4s.
Got to get them caltrops.
Right? I think I was like, fuck D4s, and like put them all in jars at my house.
They also like sink to the bottom of any bag ever.
Yeah. And well, that one has dividers.
Yeah, and I have them all divided by like... Oh, there's all those D8s out of D4s. Let me just find 4, and I'll roll them a couple times.
You have 2? Oh, no. Those are... Yeah.
So you can just double the damage that you're...
Yeah, we could do that.
Rolled 2.
I have some caltrops I can throw at you.
Yeah, if you want to just to speed stuff up.
Here's
I'll just take
1.
Ooh. Yeah, you
That's a 4. Can we count that?
I
will re-roll. Okay. 4, 8, so 16.
So yeah, you'll take 8, and then they'll take 16, and that is exactly what you needed, actually. Sweet. So you will level up.
Hey!
Throw me back my dice.
Is this the one you...
Yeah, I think so.
Oops, sorry.
Anything else?
That's all I can do. I gotta mark off my...
Got it.
money.
Before the end of your turn, with the rats dead, the din at the end gives out a shriek as her pets have died. She spreads her wings and you see them much bigger than yours, din, have Ooh. Like these gnarly, like black, like hooked wings now. And you see, as she like touches the dire bear that's out, and the dire bear seems to like glow with this dark energy, and it lets out like a pretty big roar. Milos, you are up.
Okay, I have a question about the staff, the staff of Twin Cast.
Yep.
Since that was reworked and whatnot, could I have attuned to that previous to this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
As long as you have the attunement slots right now.
I do. Also, if I twin cast a restoration spell, can it be cast on the same person?
Yes, because it's just new targets.
It has to be two different people?
Let me look up... Well, give me one second here. I failed.
That's it, actually. I added the wrong stat.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 15. I thought I rolled a 16.
You rolled a lot, but you killed rats.
I did.
Yeah, can be the same target.
Wow. Marky's gonna level up too.
Yeah. I actually failed that save. I added the wrong stat.
Then you level up as well.
Cool. I don't think I get anything at the next level.
It's level 9, right? No, you didn't. Level 9's not.
Yeah.
You get stats.
I think I finally get something because I dipped into something else.
Oh.
Are you whatever level you decide to bump it up to. So what are you doing, Milos?
Okay, so I'm going to... So I can see that Gregor has been royally fucked up already.
Yep, and I think Ellie has been as well, too.
I have, like, 20 health. Ellie's not looking too good. We need to make
some armor for these people.
Listen, he has major armor on
we
right
need
now.
To, like, take some, like, a week off. Like, he needs to stop dying so we can just, like, make some shit. Listen.
Right.
We do need a vacation. Okay. A vacation would be great. A visit to a city where we're not wanted criminals would be amazing.
What are you doing, Marquis? Or Milo, sorry.
Marquis
is already... I am going to walk over to Gregor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on him as an action.
Okay.
And I will bonus action one to Ellie.
Okay.
With the staff.
Gotcha.
So that is... 3d8 plus 5. 4. 8. 4. So 16 plus 5 is 21. So you should get 21 health. That's my entire turn.
Okay.
How much did I get?
21.
21.
Oh, thank you.
Blackjack.
Okay. Top of the round, it is Evil Din's turn. And... you see as she reaches down, Din, and grabs something out of her pocket. It's a new totem. This one is not cracked. This totem is a dragon scale. And she summons creature. As she does,
we shouldn't have killed those rats.
You see as this young black dragon appears from the scale in your area, and it lets loose a giant roar. And that is where we will pick up next episode.
Oh, shit.
So, not only do they have to attend with an evil din, but now a black dragon as well. Make sure you guys tune in next Friday to see if they can survive this onslaught. We'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Thank you for tuning in to the Campaigns of the Plains channel. Catch new material every Friday on YouTube, and make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook